Renewed concerns over the health of the Chinese economy have rattled markets on this Monday, with risk assets down across the board. U.S. equity futures have been hit, while the U.S. dollar has been rallying back in a big way. In fact, the dollar has now recovered all of the losses that were seen in the aftermath of last week's U.S. CPI print. The PBOC unexpectedly cut a key policy interest rate for the first time since January, as it ramped up support for an economy struggling to recover from COVID lockdowns and a property downturn. The fact that both Chinese industrial production and retail sales data updates were also a disappointment hasn't helped matters. Over in the UK, BOE Bailey said he's open to a review of the BOE's policy mandate in the wake of Liz Truss's criticism of the central bank's inflation approach. Bailey acknowledged that the central bank's mandate has not been subject to a formal review since becoming independent in 1997, and that such a move is probably the right thing to do. Finally, the winners and losers from the spike in energy costs are becoming clearer, with Norway reporting a record trade surplus in July, boosted by a remarkable 112.7% year-over-year rise in overall exports. That's all for now.